Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 188. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. Sounds like a Justice Friends episode.
Yeah.
As we explore the Lost Kingdom.
Or Indiana Jones. Seems like an Indiana Jones title.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Directed by James Wan, 4 years after the first one. You waited this long for the sequel. You ready? Here it is.
This is what you get.
Yeah. 4 years later. What do we got? December 22nd, 2023. Release date. Budget of $205 to $215 million. Box office of $434 million. So it made $200 million. Which is not what they're expecting, having Aquaman being the number one DC solo film ever.
Yeah.
I'm sure they thought this was going to do gangbusters. James Wan, man, there's some of the stuff they're talking about, the history. It's like, oh, we're going to do it's going to be loosely based on the horror films of the 60s, specifically Planet of the Vampires. And James Wan, man, it's like, dude, what are you, this is Aquaman. And he's talking about doing this other movie, what was it called? The Trench, to go into some spooky stuff of creatures underwater. And I was like, dude, God, just do another Conjuring or something. Yeah. If you want to do that. It's like, this is Aquaman, bro. It's had nothing to do with that.
Even his Malignant movie we watched and reviewed, that was fucking bizarro. That was awesome. Like, go back to
I didn't know that he did that until I was reading on this. Like, yeah. I was, oh, that was Juan? I didn't know he did that one. Or at least I didn't remember it. 2019 started development, overseas development. Juan was confirmed to be returning. He said he would be returning to expand on Aquaman's world building, and he said this would be a much darker tone and more serious story. And as I read that and watched the film, I thought, Jason Momoa is cracking a joke every time he's on screen.
Yeah.
Every time, he's like, yeah, you like that bitch? It's just like, and he's just trying to be this hard ass, like, biker dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. At one point, they're doing a battle and he's in, like, street clothing.
Yeah.
He's, like, swimming through the ocean, fighting in a fucking, a flannel shirt or some shit. And fucking Carhartt pants and shit. I was like, dude, how this is serious? I feel like the first one was more serious than this.
Yeah.
And it's like, where did we go with Aquaman's arc is similar to Thor, how he just became a joke.
Yeah, totally.
Remember the first Thor movie, he's very serious. Bring me more mead. And just very, you think you could take down the God of Thunder? And then the first time we get Aquaman is in Batman. Is it Batman, Superman, or is it Justice League? Where he's going around looking for him.
Right, right.
And he goes to that city, and Momoa's like, just a hard ass in a jacket. And he's like, drinking. Get the fuck out of here. Like a man that serves fish to the people. I don't know what you're talking about. He's just very hard assed, and all of a sudden he's like, all right, just like a bat. I dig it. Right on, man. He's got a one-liner every time he speaks. God, yeah. It was hard.
It was too much.
The movie is the end of the DCEU, everybody. And what a way to fucking end it, huh? What a way to stab something in the neck that started with such promise.
Yeah.
Like Bat or Superman or Man of Steel, that was pretty dope. I think everyone agreed. Most people were like, yeah, that's pretty good. We haven't had DC stuff that's pretty good in a while, so we're on board. Superman looks jacked. It's different. It's pretty cool. And then we slowly declined into this. Oh, man. I don't know. So it's... And it's just kind of boring because it's like the same thing. It's the same bad guy. What superhero movie does that? The second one is the same exact bad guy as the first one. I can't even think of an instance where that has happened.
I think he was like a... To be fair, I think Mantis in the first... Or Manta, not Mantis. It's Manta, right? I think he was only like a secondary villain. Like, he shows up in the beginning, And then he shows up halfway through the, if I remember right, it's been a really long time, but and then he shows up halfway through the movie to get into a little skirmish. But I think the main villain of the first movie was his brother. I think that was the whole thing at the end, the big climax. I think Manta was just kind of there.
Yeah.
But you are right. Yeah, it is like now he's
I know
become
I'm right. Thank you.
now he's become like the villain, but he wasn't the main villain of
So
the
the
first
first
one.
movie, the protagonists are his brother and Manta.
Yeah.
Guess who they are in the fucking second movie?
It's like, well, they're just
So,
revenge.
guess who they are? It's like, yo. And so it's Manta wants his revenge now, and he's looking for something to fix up his suit. Because it's got a big hole in the face, and he needs the suit because he's not like strong like Aquaman. The suit makes him super powerful. And on the journey, he finds this ancient scepter, which is owned by one of the lost tribes of Atlantis. And it gives him powers from this. James Wan had to have some. No, what if they're ancient demons? And
Yeah.
you know, it's almost like what's his name? Spider-Man guy. First Spider-Man movies.
Sam
The hell's
Raimi?
his name? Yeah, something like Sam Raimi did this.
Yeah,
Like,
totally.
Sam Raimi would do that. What if they're the dead? What if they're
Oh.
Necronomicons? And so they're these dead creatures. And he gets the powers from this trident, Dark Trident. So now he's like Aquaman. He's like super strong without the suit. And the suit just helps even more because it's got the badass laser vision. And that's pretty much the whole movie. He's just trying to kill Aquaman. And Aquaman is trying to save the ocean, and he needs his brother. I don't really quite know why he needed his brother. It was a pretty weak explanation. Oh, he's faced the Manta before. So have you. He would know all about the Manta. It's just a man in a suit. It's
Yeah.
like you don't. How much help you need, bro? Anyways, I was gonna say the movie starts out. Where did it start out? It was damn. It was like a. Army guys, do you remember
Yeah,
that scene?
it's like a
And
montage of
it's like
all
raining.
yeah.
I remember thinking, man, this looks like shit. Did you think that?
Oh
It looked
yeah, I
like it was
thought many
filmed with
times.
a. It looked, but this in particular beginning looked like it was filmed with an iPhone. It was like super clear and crisp, like video you'd see from somebody filming from a phone, a very good phone. And I was just like, this is too clear and good. It doesn't look like a film for some, film doesn't film is a little grainy. Some things are out of focus. This is just perfect.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
It's got a little chromatic aberration on the film. Corners are askewed. This was just perfect. I was like, why the fuck does it look like this? This is weird. And then, yeah, there's more and more like CG, him doing the opening monologue. Hey, what's up? I'm the
Oh, the voiceover was so
Aquaman.
bad.
I'm a king. Things have got pretty hard for me. You know, raising a boy, drinking Guinness with my
Oh
dad.
God.
Oh, it was fucking bad. This is my wife, Mira. Due to the Johnny Depp trial, she's only going to be in
Yeah.
this movie for 10 minutes.
That
So,
was the big elephant in the room, dude. Like, oh my
good luck with
God.
that storyline.
How hard they try to get her out of the movie and still be like, but she's in it, you know? Like, okay, sure, she's in it. So weird.
Yeah. And so, yeah, instead of her, I felt like they're like, well, put Nicole Kidman in it more.
Yeah.
That'll do.
Or his dad. Like all the scenes
Yeah.
you think will be him and his wife, it's just him and his dad.
We still got Boba Yeah, where is his wife? Yeah, they don't even explain that. Like, why is the dad watching the kid? When I'm pretty sure she's just chilling down in
He just shows up in random scenes.
the
It's so weird.
ocean. Yeah. That was fucking strange. And we definitely needed more Nicole Kidman since AMC, I heard, is retiring her pre-film
Oh man,
little
everyone loved
thing. Yeah.
those. Yeah.
Now everyone like is wants it. Now that it's gone, it was like the iconic Nicole Kidman intro. No. At the time everyone's like, "Ah,
Oh
I'll
shit.
be interested to see if they replace it with an equally as bad and as long intro video.
Yeah.
It's got to be McConaughey. Films are the window to our souls, man. You know,
That'd be awesome.
something great. But yeah, it's just a journey. And then they get the Asian guy. What the hell was his name? He's like a doctor or something. He's like
Oh, Randall
helping.
Park, yeah. He
Yeah,
kind
the
of seemed out
manta
of
ray.
place, but he's fun. He's
Yeah.
even though he's out of place, he's still fun. There's something about him. I'm just like, I like seeing him around.
It's like the same character he is in WandaVision. It's like, I'm in a superhero movie and I don't know what to do. I don't know. There's lots of strange happenings, but I'm a smart Asian guy. It's strange. I really liked him off the boat.
Oh,
Off the
yeah,
boat.
fresh off the boat.
Yes, excellent show. Yeah, it's he has to go get his brother. He goes and gets his brother from the. Who was holding him? All the creatures are just ridiculous in CG. Crabmen and fucking weird ass. Oh yeah, what about communication for this mission? You're gonna take the cephalopod, the octopus. It's like, how's that gonna help you communicate? What are you talking about? Instead of a radio, you take an octopus? It's like, yeah, you tell him a message and he'll relay it to us. How long will that take? And then he never does it.
No.
It's never used as a messaging system. It's just like a companion. It's like a dog on Fallout or something. It's just your companion to your group.
Which is
And
kind of underutilized, unfortunately. Like, I was kind of on board, like, that's kind of fun, a little like octopus companion, but they kind of don't really use him that much. I'm like,
Yeah, he
oh.
makes fun of him, and then he squirts juice in his face, and oh, bastard! And it's always some stupid one-liner. Oh yeah, when he finally saves his brother, he's like, "How are we gonna get out of here? Don't worry, I got Kapogo, whatever,
Yeah, a proto or whatever
the
it
cephalopod." Even he's like, "Why the fuck did you bring him?"
was. Give him a chance.
Come on, man, he's got eight arms. I think. I don't know what a fucking cephalopod is. Octopus cephalopod. No, that's another point in the story. When they go get his brother who's being tried for war crimes, you know, and you feel bad for him. I was like, oh fuck, this is what he's did what they're doing to him? He's being tortured all this time and just will continue to be for the rest of his life? Dude, I don't know if I can get behind this. This is some crazy Geneva
Was it
Convention shit.
deprived of water, but only a little bit to keep him alive?
I was like, sounds like torture. They're just reverse waterboarding him because he needs water. They're reverse waterboarding him, and
It's
he's
funny
all
because, like,
fucking.
yeah, oh, sorry.
He's Captain America CG'd. He's like
Big face.
normal head.
Oh, God. And it was bad enough to like the water thing, like, oh man, but then they show him like they come into the cell and they just like start beating the shit out of him. I'm like, God, the guy's like 70 pounds, leave him alone.
Oh God, I think he's learned his lesson. No, he will be beaten and deprived for the rest of his life. And it's like not even by the Aquaman people. It's by these. I don't even know who these guys are. Who are you? Strange crab folks. And yeah, so that's off-putting and weird. Rescues him. And there's still a tension between him. I like that scene where he's running from all those guys, and they have like sandworm creatures they're riding, like dune ass mouths, and they're about to get him, and he's reaching the water. For some reason, I don't remember what Aquaman was doing, what Arthur was doing, but he was like, "The water's over there," and he didn't really help him after that. Like he makes his own. Like what was he? I don't remember what he was doing. But he points him to the water. And then he gets to the water. And the water kind of rushes over him. And then. Normal size. It's like
Buff
one
as
of those
fuck.
little sponge pills you put in water. And they turn into an elephant or a tiger or an Aquaman. Oh, God.
Ed Warren's back, baby.
Yeah.
To
And then he
exercise with
murders
the humans.
murders them. And then what do they do from there? Where do they go?
They go to like some underwater bar, is the best way I can describe it, where you
Yes,
like
to get
question
info,
somebody.
like every movie.
Some gangster they gotta like talk to. It's pretty ridiculous.
And then we also get Dolph Lundgren is back with a strange accent.
Yeah, he's trying. He's doing the best he can in this movie.
He's thinking this is gonna be big. And he hates him. And he's Mara's dad. I don't remember that, but I guess he has red hair in this, so how would we not know? The two gingers are related. And there's also this crab dude who hates Orn. He cut off my pincher. It took me a year to grow back. And then I'm sure Aquaman said something stupid. Yeah, calamari. Some fucking one-line bullshit. He's all, yeah. Mahalo, brother. Sorry, guys, am I late? I was getting laid. And then he's got a lay on his neck. Just kidding, or am I? Yeah, serious tone, man. This was very, and then, oh yeah, and he's like, it'll go into challenging, things like climate change. Really, it did it. The climate is being ruined. We gotta kill the humans. No, we can use our technology and their technology to reverse climate change. And I'm surprised I didn't go look for like Al Gore or something. We have to find this man, Al Gore. He discovered the climate change. So they go. I don't know what they're doing. They're trying to find Manta. Oh yeah, because he founds these ancient ships, and they take this ancient fuel, which Nicole Kidman tells us, what'd she say? Destroys the ozone layer quickly and badly. And when they finally realized it, they stopped using it, but it cannot be disposed of, so they locked it in 12 chambers. Well, then we got to protect the other 11 because he's already gotten into one. And then what does Dolph say? He's already been there. He's been secretly stealing it the whole time. It's all gone. Oh, fuck. All of it? Yeah. And then they find out, what is he doing with it? Wait, what does he do? He's just burning it. He's releasing all the ozones into the ozones.
My God.
My God, he's trying to destroy the fucking planet. He's like possessed by the Necro King. And then we find out that Lost King's story is similar to Arthur and Orn's story, as they were brothers. And one wanted to. What do you want to? Did you want to destroy the humans or the planet? Something. Or he wanted power, you know the story. And so to get power, he makes a necromancing trident that turns him into like a pretty much a fucking Walking Dead type necromancer skeleton guy. And he turns his whole people to it, and it shows like normal women like running, and then turns all his people into these things. It's like, oh wow! And they stop him with a blood curse, a blood curse on a table that stops him and freezes him in ice. And that's why we have the Arctic Shelf today. That's what's hiding the kingdom. And anyways, we go on some ridiculous journeys. A lot of him riding a magical light seahorse like it's a motorcycle. More voiceovers. Yeah, I know. I talk to fishes. Some people make fun of me for that, but that's okay because I bust ass too. It shows him fighting people. I will say that I like the suit in this one where it's actually Aquaman like. Did they have that suit in the other one?
I
Did
think
they go
so. The one that he has
yellow
sort of
and
towards
green
the
yet?
end. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it was pretty. At
Did
least
they?
it was pretty
Oh.
similar. I also like the black suit he wore when he goes to rescue, like the stealth one. That one was pretty cool too.
I was like,
I
why do
like
they always do a stealth suit? It's
it.
like just sell more toys. Oh, it's the, and you know, it's like the suit you know and love, but it's black. At
Hell
least this
yeah.
one wasn't just called it. Usually they just call it a stealth suit, you know, like Spider-Man, who has the black stealth suit where it's just like a spy. At least in this one, it actually goes invisible. So there's a reason it's called a stealth suit. He can go invisible, and he does it not a lot. It's
Yeah.
like, oh shit, I can go invisible. It's a pretty good power to have, man. It's better than talking to fish. Yeah. So they get to the final fight, kind of. And they get to this kingdom.
Oh yeah,
Mantis trying
Mantis
to.
steals his baby. I forgot about that part.
Oh, God,
Yeah.
yeah.
Baby thief.
Dude, this part, he gets. After a little battle, they go home. And Dad's house is on fire. Dad! Starts running to the house. Junior! And then they get Dad out. Oh, sorry, son. They took Junior. And then Mara looks in the house. Junior! And then we get Arthur. I think he has one tear rolling down his face. No! And it's just the most unbelievable no I've ever heard. It's a terrible acting no. The one serious line in this very serious toned movie, and he can't deliver it. He can't deliver it. Unless it was the cowabunga or something, he would have nailed it. Yeah, it's so weird. And then, yeah, that's another one of the 4 minutes you get to see Mara, or whatever her name is. And she gets blasted by a laser beam and gets all burned up. Which is interesting, because usually when they do that in superhero movies, you get hit by a beam, they don't have your flesh burned.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's interesting. It's actually hurting them. For
I thought
once.
she was gonna die, to be honest, because she looked pretty fucked up. I was like, oh, that's how they're
Yeah.
gonna like get her out of the movie, but nope. She
Yep.
keeps showing up.
Oh yeah, and then when Boba, the dad is hurt, he's like on, they put him on a light table, of course. They got that light table. Fixing him when they go out to get the baby. And she cuddles up to him and kisses him on the forehead and lays her head next to him and it's like, "Oh yeah, this is my man." That she hasn't seen since she went back to the kingdom, right?
Yeah.
And hasn't cared to have a relationship with him at all. When like they fell in love, you know? Okay. It's like, yeah, he was there though. I was here the whole time. Watching our goddamn grandkid.
Oh, shit.
You? Throw me a bone here. You think I don't want a family? Yeah, so and then the last battle's just shit. Just CG shit. All this shit, man, I hate it. The CG of the floating hair in the water
Yeah,
just looks bad.
it's such a weird decision. Just like have them in a room that's underwater still, but like where people can act, because it's so distract. It makes all of the performances weird, and the hair looks fake, especially Dolph Lundgren's. My God, that poor guy. But I don't know, man. It's just a weird decision. I get what they're going for, but it just doesn't look natural.
Yeah, in a lot of the first Aquaman, they would be like in a bubble
Totally.
and wet. You know, it wasn't as much outside. And then for it's really weird. Like some, they're riding a lot of things. They have like these jet bikes and things. But we've established in these movies that they can swim like a fucking missile. Like he'll
Totally.
jump off of his seahorse and then just blast through like Superman. I was like, what the fuck is the point of the seahorse then? Like you can go faster by yourself. We're just trying to give jobs to these goddamn freeloading seahorses, man. Yeah. And then, oh yeah. Like the only time he actually uses his powers, he talks to like some whales, and the whales destroy like his big ship, right? And that's about it. And then he kills Manta, but he tries to save him, right? He's like hanging off a water cliff, a water cliff. Yeah,
Sinkhole.
and he's like, "I'm gonna save you." And he, what did he say? Never. And he
Never.
lets go and. Slowly floats
And
away.
then hits a cliff and then ragdolls. So it's like, geez, was that necessary?
It's
Oh, God.
like you're falling in water so fast. Oh my God. And then oh yeah, the king kind of gets unfrozen and they got to fight him. And brother gets the trident, throws it at the king who's unfreezing. King catches it. And then of course Arthur's got to have a fucking shit line. Oh shit. Like to his brother. And then, yeah, oh, you fools, you can stop me. And, yeah, and his brother, here, another trident, throws him the gold one. And then just hits perfectly at the tip of the black one. Oh, shit, second trident. I didn't think about that. Kills him. And, is that the end? Are we fucking over with this yet? What happened? I think that's about the end.
That's basically the end, yeah.
Oh yeah, then they decided to hide the death of Orn so he can be free. In my book, you've paid your debt, torturing you for the last 5 years in that cell. I think you learned your lesson. And then he decides to reveal himself to the UN, right? And it's very much Iron Man revealing himself slash Superman when he revealed himself in Man of Steel.
Yeah, totally.
And I think they are playing on that, right? Because he's talking to the UN and still doesn't sound serious when he's talking about climate control. Our scientists and your scientists could team up and we could stop this thing, dude. Today, dude. It's like, that's why I'm revealing ourselves, dog. This is my friend. Crab locks. He's like standing there next to the podium. He's like, "Yes, we could do
Dude, I laughed because
Zoidberg agrees."
the reveal, like the ships coming out of the bay, and like they're establishing that the Arthur's gonna come talk and reveal everything. And so this isn't the first superhero movie to do this, as you've already said, Iron Man. I think Black Panther does the same. But every time they do something like this, there's always like, a big conference room or like a UN, hearing. And then it cuts to like a random podium next to the water. And I just laughed because like they just got him a podium next to the water. Like there's no indoor, everyone's seating outside. And I think he says, "My name is Arthur, the King of Atlantis, and I'm here to reveal." And then everyone goes, I'm like, he didn't even say anything. He just introduced himself, and everyone's like
He's like, oh.
cheering. I was like
He's like, I'm a
laughing.
brother.
It's
I'm a
ridiculous.
father. I'm a friend. All right. I'm a friend.
Woo!
Yeah, then at the end. And then he starts getting more animated at the end. I'm a friend. My name is Arthur Curry. I am Aquaman. Yeah. He like actually like ends it like that. Yeah. And then it take me up to the spirit in the sky, and the needle drops are just terrible on this, dude. It's
Yeah.
like ding 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 ding. Let's do this. It's like, and it's totally a play, I think, on I Am Iron Man,
Yeah,
and
totally.
then cutting out. But they know that people know that Justice League has happened. They know who you are. It's like a big reveal, and you didn't have to say it like that. This is the UN. Let's have some decorum. I'm Iron Man, dude. Yeah, dude. All right. Fuck yeah. Surprised he didn't do like a backwards, like Lou Gaynor into the fucking water and just whoosh, swim away.
Jesus.
And that's it, man. I didn't even stick around to see if there was some kind of post
I was
credits
going
thing.
to, but the end credits was, I forget what song it was. I don't think it was Spirit in the Sky, but it was another like 70s classic rock song, but it was remixed in like an electronic version of it with like a dubstep thing. I was like, I can't fucking do this. So I turned it off like after 30 seconds. Like I can't even sit through this butchering of whatever that song was, but
I don't think there is one. I'd have to look it up. I think there was gonna be one. I'm pretty sure Superman was supposed to be in this, but they just cut all the cameos. Wasn't Batman supposed to be in this too? I thought I heard, but they just cut all that out because they knew this is the end.
Yeah.
So this is how the DCEU dies, with thunderous applause. Fun experiment, I guess. I don't have much faith that DC will ever be anything that great, but we'll see. I think DC's more built for these spin-off Batman movies and
Totally.
Suicide Squad, not a connected universe. Because there's just too many
Joker, yeah.
wackos in fucking DC to connect this whole thing.
Yeah.
There's a fish guy, there's a Superman, there's, Green Lanterns. It's just a lot of really wacky dudes. Condiment Man. All this. yeah. James Wan, I don't know. You didn't have to come back for this, dude. They could have done this without you. It would have been okay. Yeah, it's on Max. Check it out. Aquaman 2. I prefer the title Aquaman 2. I don't know, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. You know what it is.
Yeah.
It's Aquaman 2. We don't got church it up. Yeah, fucking score. This thing was boring as shit. A lot of rehashing. Very comical tone for how serious they claimed it was gonna be. Yeah, I just didn't enjoy it at all. I wasn't a huge fan of Aquaman, but it
Yeah.
was
It was
decent.
fine. Yeah, it was fine.
It was definitely better than this. I'd have to give this like a 5-5. Like really sour note to end on, I thought.
Yeah, we're only a point off today. I was coming to 5.6. I don't know if I could. You know, it's funny because it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, but it was also still pretty bad, if that kind of makes sense. Like, there are some, like, the things I like about it. I'll start with some positives, I guess. But I think that I keep wanting to say something else, but Black Manta, his like first 40 minutes of the movie, I thought was like the best part. Like every time we kept going back to Arthur and his struggles of being a father and trying to not liking being the king, I was like, I could give fucking two shits about this. But every time we cut back to Manta, I was like, this is kind of fun and interesting. Like, why isn't this the movie? Like one point, he's like going on a not a raid, a mission to like steal all this shit. I'm like, this is kind of fun. Like, I like the look of his ship. It's like kind of steampunky. Everyone's wearing not swimsuits, scuba diving suits. There's like a big wheel that someone's spinning that's like three times their size. Like, just the look of that, his interior of a ship. There's like a weird engine behind him. I was like, this
Oh,
is all like weird and interesting and kind of cool. But yeah, and then he goes on to that heist. I was like, this is kind of fun. What this is why isn't this the movie? And then unfortunately he kind of gets sidelined after about half, like once he go Arthur gets his brother, like Manta just becomes nothing at that point. But the first 40 minutes, like his kind of build up, I was like, this is kind of interesting. Even that heist thing I thought was kind of fun. I mean, it's CGI dumb shit, but it was kind of fun. Other than that, that's really the only thing I like was like just Manta's first 40 minutes. Everything else, it's fucking Jason Momoa. I get it. I get his appeal. He's charismatic. He's a good-looking guy. He's a big guy. He's fun. Woo, party guy. But he was just unleashed in this movie, and it was just too bro-y. It was just, it's so bad. Come on, bro. You don't eat hamburgers, bro? Quit being prejudiced, bro. Have yourself a burger. Like, what the
Extra
fuck are
greasy.
what are we doing? Oh my God. Or
Yeah.
oh yeah. It's awful.
And I read that he, like, right after the first one wrapped, he wrote a treatment. Momoa did. For the sequel. 50-page treatment. He turns into Warner Brothers. And they're like, yeah, dude. And, it's not. There's some of the stuff in it, they said. But the fact that you let Momoa touch it at all.
Yeah.
I know. I now see it, It's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
He's playing Aquaman. He's not writing the goddamn thing.
Stay in your lane, man. But yeah, it's not very good. It's a theme park ride for what it's worth. I think it's Sarah even said that at one point. She's like, I feel like I'm just on a fucking theme park ride. There's like no substance to it. It's just fucking garbage. And I kind of agree. I was like, yeah, this is basically what we're watching right now. Yeah, it's not very good. Yeah, 5.6 for me.
Yeah, 5.6, 5.5. I don't know. Go check it out once, I guess, if you had any liking of the DCEU, because it's the final chapter and it'll be the end, and then you can move on with your life. okay? 5.5, 5.6. As always, check us out on here on YouTube. We're also on Spotify, Apple Music. If you enjoy the audio podcast formats, we got you covered. If you enjoy the visual feast of the eyes, we got you covered too. All right? We appreciate you. Thanks for coming by. We'll see you next week. Until the next piece, we're always going to tell you, peace. There it is. Peace. I'm in frame. Yeah. Here we go.